If you were like me as a kid, you loved the idea of the Loch Ness Monster, supposedly a gigantic underwater reptile living in the murky waters of the loch. Some adult enthusiasts even have a candidate species for Nessie. They claim she's a plesiosaur. Whether there's one in Loch Ness or not, plesiosaurs were quite real. Thanks to fossilized remains, we know they used to roam the deep oceans, something like whales do today, with a giant 65-foot-long variety being at one time the biggest predator in the sea. But now it gets tricky. How much else can we figure out about them just from the fossils we have? A lot, according to researcher Robin O'Keefe. Nessie aside, there aren't any plesiosaurs left, so you can't watch one swim around to see how it acts. O'Keefe's smart observation, though, is that you can study the length of a plesiosaur flipper, compare it to the rest of the body, and then look for similar body designs in animals that are still alive. For example, some plesiosaurs, a subgroup known as plesiosauromorphs, had short, strong flippers. Using O'Keefe's logic, that means they probably operated in the water like falcons do in the air. They were turn-on-a-dime, high-speed predators. Another group, called plesiosauromorphs, had longer, more tapering fins. What looks like that today? Gulls do. And plesiosauromorphs probably were slower, more long-range creatures that survived by swimming down easier prey in the open ocean. Figuring out how ancient reptiles behave this many millions of years later takes some ingenuity, but the fact that Mother Nature repeats similar body types may give us a living clue. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.